Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Do rather, Drew, Alex. Text line 913-586-7965. Would you rather never get sick again? Not so much as a cold, a sniffle, an earache. I mean, you'll still die. It's not that. But like, okay. You're not going to like feel sick. I wanted to make it clear you didn't think you were just like living forever because eventually it gets the better of you. But you know, you're not going to get like a cold or those kinds of things. Or never have to do a house chore again for the rest of your life. Nothing inside. I want to specify.
This is easy.
Inside the house. This doesn't include lawn care.
This is one of the easiest questions. If the outside like stuff is taken out of it, and it's only chores inside, then it's never being sick. As someone
How often do you get sick, though? You're not, like, overly sick.
Yeah, but, like, this week, and I talked to Fesco about this week, like, congested this week. This includes allergies, by the way, too.
This is a tough time to ask you about sickness, because you're actively sick, which means you're not
My right ear, it is very clogged up or something, and I need to get some Sudafed or whatever. But point is, never being sick is an easy answer.
I genuinely don't think I've ever taken Sudafed a day in my life, and maybe I'm missing out. Yeah. I don't take any decongestants or like flu, like that. I don't take any medicine.
So if you get sick, you just suffer through it then.
I guess. Does it really help?
We've talked about this before. I think Cody is a carrier. He doesn't have the symptoms. He carries it and spreads it to all of us.
I don't get sick. He thinks that, but like I don't get sick very often.
You're not symptomatic.
I'm not. I am asymptomatic oftentimes when ill. Drew, which one are you choosing? You choosing sick too?
I'm choosing
house chores.
I'd rather have good health in exchange for doing chores.
Agree. No more cleaning up dog hair. No more doing a dish. No more laundry. I'll get sick. I'll deal with it.
A couple of days of
rest. I get way more additional days of rest by getting rid of all of the interior parts of my house than for the two times a year I get sick. Like, I don't get sick enough to justify it. Look, maybe I'll regret this at some point, but... If you're telling me that all of the houseware is gone, I'm in. I'm in. Again, you're still going to die. I'm not trying to make it seem
like... Yeah, but you can not get sick. This also means other, like, more serious illnesses and diseases and everything. Yeah, this is a no-brainer. No-brainer. You trade
There's
out
the... a couple
the,
people on my
the,
side.
The sickness.
Never have to do house chores again in my life. Someone did ask if this includes diarrhea as far as illness goes. I believe all of it.
You never counts you as don't have sick. Any of this stuff ever again.
Is that the swing vote for you?
No, but text all of
line?
It.
I'm just saying, is that the deciding factor?
No hangovers?
How
all
often
of it.
Is that happening
All
for
of
you?
It. No hangovers on top
as much
of
as
it?
You want to. Yeah.
Hangover's tough. Does that count as sickness? That's self-induced. I don't know if that one... You might still get a hangover in my hypothetical. I'm not sure you're just going
to
be...
Someone says this just means Cody wants to be lazy.
Someone says if your house is clean, clean house might help prevent the sickness naturally.
Yeah, there's no direct link that says you clean your house, you don't have diarrhea. Someone show me that study, please.
I'm just saying it's less likely if you keep a clean house to get ill.
It
Kids
is sort of
self-induced.
Like, diarrhea could be kind of self-induced.
Yeah,
well,
you don't wash your hands well enough or
it
whatever.
It can
you know?
Be.
That's
well,
all.
What Someone, you put in your body, you know?
It actually is a little more split than I thought. Someone says, who does the work in your house? Did you just give all your work to your wife? I just said I don't want to do all those things. Obviously, if my wife just did all the housework, then I'd just be like, I guess I just won't get sick. She can keep cleaning the place. That's not how it works.
You have said that you want a robot to cut your lawn.
Yeah.
So that's...
And look, I don't mind some, like, generally speaking, it's not like I dread every time I have to do a dish. But like, it...
That well, how much take, you cook, I would hope not.
I'll tell you right now, the first one I'd be happy to get rid of is laundry. What a, I mean, between
See, this
four
is the difference
people?
Between, yeah, kids and not, because for me, laundry, I don't, I have no issue doing laundry.
At the end of the week is probably three full baskets worth of fold, wash, clean, put away. You know, it takes forever. It is the longest chore in the entire house. Mm. It is longer than vacuuming. It is longer than dishes. It is longer than any of it.
But if
it
you're sick, you're just miserable when you're sick. Well, it doesn't matter what you do.
This is where the answer. It's just an excuse to sit around for a few days.
This is where the answer is different. No. As someone that doesn't have kids and it's just me, cleaning the apartment is not a big deal. I'd rather just never be sick.
It seems like the people who get sick less are happy to get rid of the house chores. Well, they're like, I get sick like once every 2 years. It's like generally speaking, the people who get sick less are voting that particular side.
Someone says from getting sick from their kids' daycare. See, that's the thing. If I spend time around my nephews, it's not, that's when I tend to, I feel like I end up getting more sick. My sister's a teacher. So if I'm near her, I feel like I'm basically around 100 kids at the same time. And so I feel like that's how we get sick. Cody's kids are now back at school.
He doesn't
want to admit it, but I honestly think sometimes that's also what prompts other people to get sick because he's around his kids. He comes in the office. It's just life is how it works. It's all contributed to that.
Mm-hmm. I got to start getting, I think we're probably in prime chore chart territory.
Oh, see, problem solved for you, Cody.
Maybe I'll wiggle into that. Although, again, some of it is just like, if I asked my 7-year-old, hey, you want to fold this laundry and put it away? It'd go horribly.
Mm. Teach him.
Teach him how to do it better? What if I got him one of those little plastic things in a department store?
Perfect.
To fold the shirts. How do I feel about that?
At least,
that seems like it'd be fun for them, maybe, right?
Well, I don't know about fun.
We all had to do...
fun is a...
more fun than folding it regular.
Growing up, my brother, sister, and I, we would have to draw straws, and then we would pick what chore we did. It could be anything from
what's
vacuuming
the one you hated
to
the most?
Dusting. I enjoyed vacuuming more than anything else.
Yeah, same.
Probably doing dishes was, I think, the worst one.
Dishes.
Now I have, entertainment. When I was a kid, I hated the dishes, but now I can just listen to music or... I couldn't,
Of course.
The CD player, I don't care, it said anti-skip 8 seconds as many times as one. You couldn't have, a CD player in your hip doing dishes. That thing had skipped so many damn times. The anti-skip thing never worked.
Right.
Now I could just put an iPad up and put a show on while I do them. I don't care. Dishes don't bother me that much. Laundry does. Laundry takes so long. Or cleaning up toys or a million other things. My kids yesterday, there's in my daughter's room, and I made them clean it up, but in my daughter's room, when she was getting ready to go to bed last night, there were 50 stuffed, whatever, however many she has. Yeah. Every single stuffed animal they own was on the floor because they held a funeral for a balloon that had popped at my son's birthday party. It was the number 7 balloon. They did a eulogy. My daughter wrote it and my son, but the stuffies were everywhere. You're telling me I don't even have to direct someone to clean it up or help? No, that just it's just picked up. I'm in. It was quite the moving service, by the way. She wrote stage directions in there, which he did not understand at first. Mm. So it said, "Dearly beloved, the 7 balloon has died." She called it a dead box, not a coffin. She said, the 7 balloon has died. And then he read it, because he read it word for word. She wrote it, and he said, "Cries?" And she's like, "No, you got to cry. You got to cry."
She scripted
out the whole thing.
You see, it was a moving...
Real eulogy. Moving ceremony, Lots in attendance for the balloon.
Oh,
I have video
goodness.
Of it if you guys want to see it. Someone said, once again, kids ruin everything.
Sounds like it.
I mean, they're just makes life more work.
I don't know about that.
They ruin everything. It just, some things are harder.
I'm not anti-kids, but it definitely seems like it.
It sounds like your kids were very, they felt bad for the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to something I felt bad for yesterday.
Then they spent three minutes just yelling, "Why?"
Yeah, I don't know what's weirder, Drew. The 9-year old's doing a fake funeral, or you?
I feel bad for the eggplant.
That was.
Do you still feel bad?
Yeah. I feel sorry for the eggplant.
That's the random question of the day.
I do. I still feel the same way. As a matter of fact, I thought about it when I did not pose
you
it.
You thought about it more
as you
drove home?
I did not pose the question.
You were thinking about the eggplant.
To my place. But I know I was at the grocery store and I happened to come across, I happened to pass by and I was like, look at this vegetable. It is lost.
Wants a t-shirt where it's just it's the poor eggplant. He wants a Sarah McLachlan style commercial, but instead of people starving or animals starving. He just wants photos in black and white of an eggplant being misrepresented.
That's the best way to put it. It's been misrepresented.
Okay.
It's a terrible vegetable, by the way. And I'm pro most vegetables. Awful one. One of the worst. It gets mushy too quick. Tastes awful. generally bad vegetable.
I've only had eggplant like a handful of times.
I don't
times,
think I've had eggplant yeah. before.
After all this, he's never he's even consumed it.
He's a defender over there, and he's.
I don't have to eat it to feel bad for how it's for how someone, it's named for how its likeness says, is.
Please play that Sierra Leone Kids Cherry.
We don't have that anymore.
I don't know. That used to be like
it was accidentally in the system.
Hidden in the trash yeah. of the day. What was that for?
I don't remember what it was. That's a throwback to like 3-4 years ago.
That's a great call. That got accidentally played by every fill-in producer for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have that anymore. I'm sorry, Tesla.
Someone says we should be apologizing to the OG, the banana, not the eggplant, actually. Fair enough.
I'm just saying, like, but you don't send a banana emoji to his point if you're making that point.
No, but right. That person's saying that was the OG before.
Oh, I see. The real life.
Do example. I feel the same way about peaches? Somebody asks.
It's a good point.
That's a pretty good point. That's a really good comeback, actually. That's a really...
And the peach is a great fruit.
Peaches are great. Peaches are standalone. Peaches are wonderful.
Who doesn't like peaches? Yep.
Some people.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.